Episode 1596, The Power of One Small Act.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How is the holiday treating you? Or should I say, how are you treating the holiday? It is Relationship Builders Day, and just because we have a holiday doesn't mean that we don't work here at Create Your Now. We have a brand new episode for you, and it is about building a foundation within your marriage, the power of one small act. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, sometimes you search for the big events to make a difference. But what would happen if you look for the small things? It's the power of one small act. You don't always have to go big or go home. You've heard of that statement. Go big or go home. If you're always going big, you may not be able to go home. It's a misnomer. You do not need to play games with the big things when the little things matter. I want to say that again to you because I want you to connect it to your heart. You do not need to play games with the big things when the little things matter. Your marriage, your relationship to your spouse is critical to your family's success. You can be successful in your business, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be successful in your family. You can be successful at school, but that doesn't mean your family success is going to occur. Unfortunately, efforts are stale nowadays when it comes to building up marriages. We do things out of convenience. Marriage isn't convenient. Have you ever looked side to side? Do you think your spouse is perfect? Because if your spouse is perfect, marriage is convenient. But I don't know about you, but I am so unperfect, imperfect. I'm just messed up. And I look at my husband. He's just as bad. We make quite the pair. What about you? What about your spouse? Do you make quite the pair? You probably do. And that's what makes you a unique relationship. You have an incredible opportunity to impact the world when you build a foundation within your marriage. And it takes work. And in that work, you have to let your light shine. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You weren't created to play small as in hiding. You're not supposed to go and only live in your comfort zone. You're not only supposed to serve in your comfort zone. No, you are the light of the world. And that light of the world starts in your household. Let your light shine in your household. That's your mission field. We got to get our marriage right. We got to get our relationships correct. We've got to build strong foundations. Because if the house isn't built on a strong foundation, what happens when the tornado hits? What happens when the hurricane comes? What happens when the hail hits? You have more than just a mess. The power of one small act comes from the question, how can I serve you? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. How can I serve you? What can I do for you today? You see, the power of one small act takes initiative. The power of one small act takes intentionality. The power of one small act takes investment. How can I serve you? So let's break it down. Number one, initiative. You have to look for jumping off points, the starting point. Don't wait to be asked. As a woman, I honestly don't want to have to ask you to do something. If I'm being honest, and you know me, I'm real and raw. I'm going to tell you like it is. I don't want to have to tell you that I would really appreciate it if you would put the toilet seat down. I would really appreciate it if you would do the dishes. I would really appreciate it if you would go take out the trash without me having to ask. Just do it. Just do it. So don't wait to be asked. Just do or make suggestions. Now, I get it. I hear you're already thinking, I got that spouse though, and my spouse just absolutely is more Christian and much beyond more, if that's even grammatically correct, which right now doesn't matter. But it's so out of the universe that my spouse is a perfectionist. And if I don't do it exactly the way I'm instructed, I'm in bigger trouble. I totally get that because guess what? I used to be that spouse. I was the one who'd say, why did you do that? I was like, if you just would let me do it. But then at the same time, I was like, well, I'm kind of glad you did it. But I still had to go back and do it because I didn't like how it was being done. Anyway, that's for a whole nother episode. But if you do have a spouse like that, maybe jumping off and just doing isn't the right thing always, but you can ask, how can I serve you? Make a suggestion. I see that the kitchen needs some attention. How can I help you in the kitchen? What can I do for you? And then your perfection of a spouse can then go on to tell you exactly what he or she wants you to do. So that initiative can also be the part where you're asking and making suggestions so they can respond, giving you opportunity to then go out and serve. Number two, intentionality. Be alert. Be aware of what you can do to serve. Ask, seek, and knock. We've got to seek out. And that seek is what? Intention. It's not just sitting back going, oh, I'll wait till it comes to me. Really? Come on. Step up to the plate. Seek out. Don't wait for the obvious, or it may be too late. Look for ways to serve. And finally, number three, investment. Investment of time. Investment of money, investment of resources. It can be even giving up of what you want or desire. For example, maybe you're a gamer. I have a few in my family with four boys. That counts my husband too. Oh, wait, that'd be five if I count the puppy dog. But regardless, he doesn't game because, you know, he just looks at you with the puppy dog eyes and you're like, oh, okay, I'm there. But he can't game. He just makes his own messes. So just speaking of the four boys that I do have, I have all of them and they're all gamers. If you're a gamer and that's what you really enjoy, that's your downtime, to give that up, that's a sacrifice. That's an investment of something that you desire, but you are setting that aside to give someone else that attention. That's an investment. The power of one small act, initiative, intentionality, investment. How can I serve you? What can I do for you today? Believe it or not, my husband and I asked this question probably about, on average, at least five times each of us a week. Sometimes we get it more than twice a day. But I would say almost we hit it every single day. Now, if we're both really stressed out, for example, if I've got two or three interviews lined up through the week, if I have three or four other books that I'm needing to read, if I'm working on something in regards to my book and Create Your Now and the AIM Academy, and then to top it off, I have all the motherly responsibilities, all the wifely duties, all the household duties, all the bill duties. I mean, we can go on and on, right? It can get really kind of crazy. And so during those stressful days that I'm just kind of like really pulled to the nth degree, I may not ask that question. But I do my best, whether it's through a text, whether it's me running out the door and saying, hey, hun, how can I serve you today? Right before I go take a child to school. Well, now it's summertime, so that's not an issue. I'm not running out the door anymore. But in the morning at breakfast, as he's eating, I can say, hun, what can I do for you today? How can I serve you? Do you know that sets the tone for the day? Because if you were asked that question, how would that make you feel? Pretty darn good. You'll feel special. Just that little simple question. I know it warms my heart every single time he asks me. I'm like, wow, he's actually thinking about what I need. There's not an assumption here, but it gives me the opportunity to say, absolutely nothing today, sweetheart. Or, you know what? One thing I really need you to do. And he'll do it. Now, guess what? Bonus here. No charge for this. Just kidding. If I tell him what I want him to do, I do not go back and say, oh, sweetheart, you told me you were going to do this. I asked this. No, he knows I told him. He does not need another mother. I am his wife. And so I do not mother him. I know he will get it done because I asked him. And I let him figure out how it's going to work into his day. If that means he's doing it at 11 o'clock at night, he's doing it at 11 o'clock at night. But guess what? It got done. Did it serve me? Yes, it did. Was it on my timetable? No, it wasn't. But did it serve me? Yes, it did. Do you see the difference in the attitude, the power of one small act? It'll change your marriage. The power of one small act will change your heart. Are you struggling in your marriage? Do you feel right now that you don't even know the person you married? Be real. Be honest with yourself. What does your heart say when I ask you that question? Do you feel like you know the man you married? Do you feel like you know the woman you married? Because when we go through life, we are all on our own individual journeys. You also create a journey together. That's the family aspect of it. But you also have your own journeys. And in your own journeys, you will experience growth. And if you're not careful, what happens? Your journeys, you as individuals can grow apart. Not because you don't care for each other, not because you're not really meaning to. It happens because you're either moving forwards or backwards. There's no, I'm just going to stand still. That doesn't happen in relationships. You're growing one way or the other. Now, that doesn't mean that if one spouse is maturing or doing more reading, that doesn't make you the better spouse or your spouse the better one. It's not about that. It's just that you're at different growth patterns, different journeys. And when you're going through this process, what happens is what? There's a gap. There's a distance between you. And that distance eventually creates what? Tension. It's like a rubber band, right? A rubber band's really cool if it's just kind of laying there. You can kind of twirl it around on the table and just does whatever. You kind of flip it, throw it. It's great, right? It's very flexible. But when you begin to stretch it and pull it, creating distance, it creates what? Greater tension. And the more you stretch it, and the more you stretch it, and the more you stretch it, creates what? Even more tension. To the point where if you keep stretching it, what's going to happen to that rubber band? It's going to break in two. It's going to bust, and then it's going to kind of fly everywhere. If it's a real old rubber band, it may kind of dissolve a little bit, and it gets, ugh. That's what happens to our relationships. We have that gap. There's that distance. And as it continues to grow. There's tension in it. And if you are not coming from a servant's heart, your relationship can begin to dissolve. It can begin to fall apart. So if you're struggling in your marriage, I said earlier, your marriage to your spouse is critical to your family success. And for that, you are important. I consider you a VIP. So if you would like some help in regards to your marriage, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I want to come beside you and help you in your journey. Now, your initial call with me is 100% free. There's no charge for it. It's my gift to you. So click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I promise you that the power of one small act will change your marriage, and the power of one small act will change your heart. Be present today in the spouse that God has given you. Be present today as you enjoy your family. Be present today as you remember the reason why we have this incredible holiday weekend. Be present in honoring those who served this great country. How can I serve you? What can I do for you? That little question, that one small act, will help begin to build a stronger foundation in your marriage. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful holiday weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.